Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sox Machine.
Jim Margulis, co-host of the Sox Machine podcast.
A lot of the problems with the offense are because Andrew Vaughn's so rough, he's in Charlotte. Luis Robert Jr. looks like he should be in Charlotte. Without them even performing at average levels, you just don't have a heart of the order.
Managing editor of SoxMachine.com.
The lineup is still just a big question mark, and I think will be for quite some time because it's relying a lot on Mike Tauchman.
Jim Margulis on 670 The Score.
We want Machine.
Sox Machine.
It is disturbing how well those comments have aged. Let's go back to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we find our friend Jim Margulis of Sox Machine. Who better to talk about the big breaking White Sox news? He is the managing editor of SoxMachine.com. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I assume we're talking about Kyle Teal coming up?
Yes.
We should.
That is one of the things we are talking about. Absolutely.
It's on the docket, but unfortunately not the biggest item.
I think I know what that is.
Dramatic pause. What were your thoughts, A, when you first initially heard about Justin Ishbia buying minority shares a couple months ago, and then B, yesterday's news about this succession plan that wouldn't theoretically take place, if allowed, until 2029?
I was surprised by the initial news of Ishbia buying shares just because he looked like he was on a smooth course to buying the Twins, and the Twins are a nice, solid investment, I think, in terms of, you know, where they are in the region, their stadium, everything like that, to where an owner with a lot of capital could make a big difference there. So the fact that he pulled out of that to invest in a White Sox team that wasn't actively looking for investors or a next owner, there have been some rumblings with Dave Stewart, but turns out he didn't have the money. So the fact that Ishbia came in with the White Sox, then turns out that the White Sox were interested in having him add to his minority shares versus like Ishbia asking the White Sox to do so. That surprised me quite a bit. The news itself that came out yesterday only surprised me because when I got the email with a notification from White Sox Media Relations, I thought it was announcing the Comcast deal because that had just broken on the Sun-Times like an hour before. So I initially glanced and thought, oh, Comcast. Okay, I'll get to that when I get to it. And then I looked at it a minute later and like, oh, this is what they were loath to announce and formalize before. And it seems like it's very formal now. And in true White Sox fashion, it's a little bit either disappointing or a lack of catharsis. There's no immediate celebration yet for White Sox fans who have been hoping for a change. I think it's just more a matter of there's at least an end date or a range of end dates in sight.
I mean, to be fair, because of the owner Jerry Reinsdorf's age at 89, I mean, this doesn't seem to fast forward anything. He could literally live out his days as the owner of the Sox before this even kicks in, if we're talking about the 2034 portion of this, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the way I looked at it after kind of processing the news is that everybody involved gets something from it. With Reinsdorf, you know, he's talked about how he wants to keep doing what he's doing because You know, it's basically his life, in that he doesn't really have other hobbies or interests that he can pour his you know, his time into and effort and care into. So the White Sox are it, you know, and so the fact that he gets to continue running the team for at least four more years before potentially selling it makes sense for him. I think for Justin Ishbia, it makes sense to have a formal place in this arrangement, because there are so many key things coming up, whether it's the labor deal in 2027, whether it's the expiration of Wrightfield lease in 2029, and all the rumblings of a new stadium. It never made sense for Ryan Storch to be driving the new stadium, because, well, one, he made all of the wrong decisions with Wrightfield, as it turned out, and now he wants to move out from it after 30 years. But also, like, it's not, it's going to be the next owner's big push, big investment, the big thing to hang a franchise value around. It didn't make sense for Ryan Storch to be driving a deal. So having Ishbia formally involved makes a lot more sense there. And then for White Sox fans, they at least, you know, it's no longer hypothetical or entirely hypothetical. There's a date you can put on it. And, you know, that's maybe not enough for White Sox fans who would like something to happen sooner, but at least there isn't this pretend notion that Ishbia is just buying shares and he's content to not have any say in the direction of the team over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Well, and Jim Margulis is on with us. He's the editor-in-chief of SoxMachine.com. And Jim, you're so good at also picking up at just the White Sox subtleties. You know, we talked a lot about, culturally speaking, how the Sox are not huge on announcements and big, major, grand gestures and actions. And to me, this was one in their eyes. And it was about as good as we can ask for when it comes to understanding that. What were your takeaways of just that part of it, the cultural shift it took for them, or even just action and the importance therein of taking this action?
It feels healthy, I think. Yeah, you can't expect too much. You can't expect, you know, we're going to sell the team to Justin Ishbia in 3 months once the league approves it. And it's been real, White Sox fans, catch you later. You are really going to see more of this, you know, as long as Ryan Storch is healthy, which he seems to be, that they really seem to want to respect his place in the game and you know, his legacy as it stands as the owner of the White Sox. So, yeah, he talked to Bob Nightingale a couple months ago. Bob Nightingale said that, you know, Ryan Storch had no intention of selling the team. So I think probably just out of respect for those wishes that he did not want to sell his controlling interest, that it wasn't going to turn on a dime, and it was going to be something that was going to be phased in, and, you know, with the idea that, you know, at some point in his 90s, probably, yeah, you can't count him out. You know, some people can keep going, but in terms of, like, just the statistical probabilities, the mid-90s is probably a good time to consider the succession plan.
Is this a win for Jerry Reinsdorf in terms of getting that capital put into his team with Ishbia, knowing that he's not going to live forever, so he's making the most out of the time he has left owning this team?
Yeah, it seems like it can't hurt. You know, I think one of the other reasons why he's loath to sell controlling interest is because of the tax implications of selling while you're alive versus having it passed on. And, you know, so I think as much sense as it might make for him to sell the team to somebody who wants to buy it for just like the health of the franchise and the ability to compete in 2025, you know, that was just a big just red flag personally that prevented from being done. So the fact that, you know, he still gets to hold controlling interest and, you know, gets to put off that decision for at least, you know, 4 years, possibly nine, and while getting the benefits of having a more, you know, having a partner with deeper pockets come in and help either it's address debts or some of the operational costs, can't hurt.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jim, I do want to also ask you about some of the prospect moves that have been made. It is Kyle Teal Day. Okay. Getting the call up, what does that say you think about the organization and just the direction they want to take, knowing that they do have a lot of catching talent?
Yeah, it's encouraging, I would say, in the fact that, you know, we've seen the White Sox delay and draw things out and, you know, have service time in mind and such. And, you know, given that the White Sox are probably going to lose 100 games again, you know, there's no reason to force prospects into the mix the way like the Royals are doing with Jack Caglione. Caglione might not be ready for the majors. He's hitting well in AAA enough to where, yeah, see if he can add to a contender. Like, the White Sox don't have that pressure. So seeing them add Teal at this moment, I think underscores the belief that he's ready. And, you know, watching him in Charlotte and reading what James Fegan has said about talking to him in Charlotte and what, you know, coaches have said, people in the organization have said that he's, you know, to use our recon phrase, checking off all the boxes. And, you know, right now he complements well with Edgar Carroll in terms of Carroll being stronger from the right side, Teal being stronger from the left side. You have a long season ahead for both, and Caro has had a tendency to wear down at the end of season, so it helps keep him fresher. First base is open for the time being. DH is open for the time being. There are ways to play both if they want to be aggressive about it and have, you know, have them in the lineup 6 out of 7 days. So I think it makes sense now, and yeah, there might come a point where one catcher needs more time, needs dedicated time, either in Charlotte or Chicago to get the catching reps. But for the time being, given that Carroll is holding his own in the major leagues and Teal looks like he's doing all he can in the minors, it doesn't hurt to change it up. Makes it more interesting, adds some depth to the lineup, and you know, the White Sox can use all the on-field interest they can generate.
Seems like it's going to make the lineup a little bit longer for the White Sox, which is something that those of us who have endured have been waiting on, as we're joined by Jim Margulis, managing editor of SoxMachine.com. I did want to ask you about that deal that you mentioned earlier, the CHSN deal with Comcast, and now it's going to make distribution a little easier on all those Comcast subscribers, around 1 million here in the Chicago area. That comes at a key time, kind of a whirlwind of news from the White Sox camp, but also the news that coming up, CHSN will no longer be available over the air. I watched through an antenna. What do you think about this news overall and what it means about the viewership?
Well, I should disclose that I live in Nashville, so I'm an MLB TV subscriber, so I don't have the experience firsthand. However, my, you know, my family still lives in Dyer's Grove. My you know, friends still live there, so I have plenty of experience in terms of listening to it. The over-the-air component was, to me, it was a hard sell to get everybody on board. It felt like a little bit like, you know, using a computer program or operating system that's not Mac or Windows. Like, yeah, there might be a selling point, but good luck educating the consumer on how to get everybody involved to like salvage ratings and have, you know, advertising rates be what you want. So it, you know, Comcast seemed like it had to be the end goal all along. Also, it makes sense for Comcast, you know, if they're going to, you know, if they have some leverage over the teams to say, well, we're not a big fan of you having that over the air presence. You know, what does that do for us? So something had to give, I imagine, and, you know, I think it's a blow to consumers who are enjoying the free TV angle or just, you know, paying for the digital antenna and that being that. But I think, you know, right now with the state of all three teams, that they, you know, it felt like they weren't major leagues, the White Sox, when they have wide TV distribution in their own market, when, you know, few White Sox fans are going to go out of their way to watch this version of the White Sox team. Like, they have to be in front of people, they have to be easy to watch or easier to watch because they're, you know, not easy to watch when it comes to actually watching them play. So to me, it's like, it's it's a bad deal, but they had to pick one. And for now, I think, especially, in the context of Ishbia taking over, trying to get a new stadium, they really have to have some trappings of a major league franchise if they're going to try, having these hard negotiations with, the city and the states.
And Jim, also really quickly, what did you think of just Colson Montgomery yesterday? He got two home runs, one of them reportedly 435 to dead center. Do you think he might be back on track?
He looks better. Like, he looked out of sorts. Like, even last year, being in Nashville, Charlotte came to Nashville. I watched him play 4 days in a row, and just everything's pull, rolling things over, can only hit damage a certain kind of pitch to a certain area. So seeing him come back from Arizona, seeing him using more of the field, and then seeing that power directed to dead center was very encouraging and makes you think, like, okay, he's unlocked something that was previously holding him back. The drawback, of course, because it seems like there's always a catch with him, is that in his final plate appearance, he got plunked on the hand, like pretty, drilled by a 91-mile-per-hour fastball right in the hand. Left the game. I'm hoping that he left the game because they were losing 10-4 in the seventh or eighth inning, and so there wasn't a point in playing him, because he did stay in the game to run the bases. So it wasn't something that, like, cause him immediate pain and you swelling and had to leave the game. Hoping it's more of a situation, take the precaution, because why put him through any kind of unnecessary risk when it's just two more innings.
Thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us and giving us a little more insight on not only the big succession deal, but also some prospect talk as well.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, you're welcome. Always a pleasure.
That's Jim Margulis, our friend from Sox Machine, joining us to talk about a lot of White Sox news going on today.
And a reminder, hey, Chicago sports fans, Chicago Sports Network is now available on Comcast Xfinity. That's channel 200. Catch over 300 live Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games each year. Visit chsn.com for more details. That's Chicago Sports Network, where Chicago comes first.
Yes, congratulations to CHSN, now on Comcast, which I have been subscribing for the whole time, so you get to see what I see, and that is a good thing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.